Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Sai Ram to all our listeners. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Thursday morning, February the 21st, 2013. You're tuned to Morning Glory, coming to you live from Prashantinilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Offering myself at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satyasai Baba, this is Karuna from Team Radio Sai. The time here in our studio right now is 9:40 a.m. The weather in Puttaparthi, well, what can I say? All this time it was unseasonably pleasant. But finally, the summer is beginning to raise its hot head here. Suddenly, our water consumption has gone up and people here are switching to cool cotton clothes. Yes, the summer is finally here, even if late by a fortnight or so. The temperatures are inching up each day. Today, we have the lows of 22 degrees and we are expecting to peak at 34 degrees Celsius this afternoon. The good news is that along with the rising mercury, the energy levels here are also on the rise at Prashantinilayam. One of the many wonderful things about our ashram is that it has become a melting pot for world cultures and spiritual traditions. Recently, Baba's devotees from the Chinese-speaking countries welcomed the Chinese New Year, that is the Year of the Snake, with colorful celebrations in the Sai Kulwant Hall. On February 15th, the theme of the celebration was HOPE, that is H-O-P-E, which stands for Honoring of Parents Every Day. As we know, the theme of filial piety is central to Chinese culture and it was creatively expressed through Mandarin and English songs at Prashantinilayam. The following day, that is on February the 16th, the Chinese New Year celebrations continued with dances and speeches and other cultural presentations by devotees from Malaysia and Indonesia. Throughout Thursday Live, different members of the team from Radio Sai remind our listeners that life is such an eternal celebration here at Prashantinilayam. Dear brothers and sisters, that really is a fact. For instance, after 2 days of Chinese New Year celebrations, the students of the Sri Satyasai Higher Secondary School presented their gratitude program to their beloved Bhagwan on February the 17th. Doesn't all this make you wonder, when do these children and their teachers complete their academic syllabus? And where do they find the time for the outstanding sports meet held just 1 month ago? Then all these dramas. And let's not forget how well our Sai schools here in Prashanti do at their national board exams. I guess it really is. It just boils down to a combination of factors, which includes dedicated teachers, disciplined students, and the magic of Sai Grace, which is so palpable in everything that happens here every single day. Truly, there is no place in the universe as easy on the heart and as soothing on the soul as our Prashantinilayam, the abode of highest peace. Today, we'll continue to celebrate the divine magic of Prashantinilayam through the final episode of a fleeting moments interview with my colleague, Brother Dhananjay Sheth, and this will be followed by part 2 of the Bal Vikas Alumni Reflections, which we recorded after the Bal Vikas Alumni Meet here in Prashantinilayam in January 2013. Over now to the final part of this 3-part interview with Mr. Dhananjay Sheth, or DJ, of Team Radio Sai.
One day, everybody is telling Swami itano studio panchestadu,
that he works in the studio.
So, Swami casually looked at me and ekkada panchestavara.
Where do you work?
Swami Venkatraman studio.
I work in Venkatraman studio.
Swami Venkatraman studio? Swami Venkatraman studio. When second time when he mentioned, I didn't realize that something has gone wrong. Swami Venkatraman
studio.
It's a
trick question.
Yeah.
And you were fumbling.
Fumbling there. Then our GVS was from back trying to indicate, saying that don't mention my name. So, repeatedly I told Swami Venkatraman studio. I told 2-3 times. Then Swami looked at our Professor Venkatraman told, ekkada undi mee studio?
Where is your studio?
That's when it flashed to me, saying that, oh man, I made a blunder of saying it's Venkatraman studio. Then Venkatraman sir tried his best to tell that Swami, it's not my studio, it's your studio.
It's your studio.
End of the conversation kind of concluded very well. After the dinner session, Jeevi sir called me and said, please never ever mention that it is my studio. I said, sorry sir, I mean, it has just came out of it because Swami has told us very clearly that we have to make you happy. So in that context, it just came there. No, don't mention all that. On the day of appointment, again Swami asked me, where are you going to work? Like slip of tongue, again I told Swami, Venkataman Studio. Swami burst into laughter that day and Swami told Venkataman Studio, I told Swami, sorry Swami, radio, sorry Swami, Prashanthi disturbed studio, Swami, oh ho, Venkataman Studio. Like again he kind of taunted nicely, gave Padamaskar, blessed everything. And when I joined here, no, Sai Prakash brother had told me that when he initially joined, he was interested in sending boys for training, all that he was trying to, you know, he had narrated to me. Suddenly, one day, I was sitting in bhajan hall. Mm-hmm. I was dreaming little high, in the sense, saying, yeah, we should do something, what we can do in studio, all that. Then suddenly, Swami came inside bhajan hall, like, he looked at the Prasad sir, KBR Prasad sir, who handles the console. Then he looked at me and told, training poyastava.
Did you go for training?
Swami asked, will you go for training and come? I said, Swami, ekadiki Swami? I told, poira. He hinted that much and he left. Like, I just didn't know what to do, which training. Just now I joined the studio, I didn't know what to do. Then I came to studio, I told CG, like this Swami told you what to do. CG very clearly told, see, Swami hinted you to go for some course. Then he will indicate you which course to go for. You don't break your head too much. Just leave it to Swami. After 3-4 days, again he saw me in bhajan hall. He called me and told, Chennai poira.
Go to Chennai.
Chennai and come. Then I told Swami, Chennai, Ramani inti kellu, nen chusukuntanu. So immediately, like that day evening, I called up Ramani uncle.
Who was the state president of Tamil Nadu at that time?
So I told sir, like this, Swami hinted me to come to your house. So for getting trained under your Sai Swanam brother, so can I come? He told, if Swami has told, please come and stay with me for months, no problem. So immediately we told Sai Prakash brother, he told GV sir. So finally it was agreed upon. So I went to Chennai.
To learn at Resound India.
Resound our Sai Swanam.
Where brother Sai Swanam of Life of Pi Oscar nomination fame at his studio.
Proud to have him as my mentor because he taught me quite a bit. Only sound engineer can appreciate this. Like I was under the impression that mixer only you can handle the show, all that things. But to take away the point saying that mixer is not the only thing, if you have good preamps, all the stuff, he spent about 5 days in his studio. He kind of showed me different miking techniques, he showed me some different way of taking inputs in different scenarios, he showed me some, you know, kind of mixing, all that techniques he taught me. So it was a beautiful time I had with him for 10 days. But the best part was when I came back from Chennai, as the employee of the trust, we are supposed to answerable directly to Swami. So, in bhajan hall again, I stood up and told Swami, it was a nice experience I had in Chennai. Swami asked, AMM notes kuno.
What all did you learn?
Like, I thought Swami may not know all these things if I tell, you know, compressor, dynamics. I told Swami, tabla ki mic etla patali, instruments ki etla mic patali, avani nepi
chesam. So you simplified it for him, how to put the mics for different instruments.
Yeah, instead of telling, you know, what is compressor, dynamics.
All these technical
I thought he may not know. I mean, again, they say ignorance, right? So Swami is very happy. Swami said, okay. So that's when the first album started.
The Sai Blossom product.
Sai Blossom, Bhavanjali first product. So I was thinking, Swami, please someone indicate, because this is my first album as an employee of Radio Sai, it's coming out. And I was really praying to him for his guidance, how to go. Because just then we had got exposure to Sharanam's experiences. I was thinking this is going to be the best product because, you know, the combination of Shravanam brother's input, Swami's blessings, it has to come out. I was in that impression. Started taking inputs, all that thing happened. Every participant in that album, like if you take Nishad Mishra who sang the Sairam Sairam bhajan, just before he came for the taking the final vocals, he went around 108 times around Ganesha practicing that bhajan. Behind every singer's, like there is a small
story.
Hidden story
of devotion and
all that. It was very inspiring situation and, you know, kind of experience for me also. And finally, like I finished everything, it came to some shape and I finished and I mastered the CD so-called and I gave to Sai Prakash saying that it is there ready and we wanted to launch it up for Ugadi. On Ugadi day morning, Swami came in my dream. I should not say it is a dream because very much I am able to feel him. I am able to feel him and Swami told me, I pay in the mixing. I told Swami, I pay in the Swami.
So mixing is done?
I told I pay in the, I mean, I finished my mixing. And Swami said, no, chupi. So he came to studio, walked with me. It's not, I mean...
Like a vision, dream.
It's, I don't know what to call it. Like, I know for sure I'm feeling him. But I'm sure it's not a dream. I'm very much awake about the entire thing, what's happening. So he came to studio, he sat there, he opened the first bhajan where our Sunil brother sang Saraswati bhajan. Our Sunil brother works
really
in
Radio Sai.
He sang the
our other
bhajan.
Audio engineer.
Audio engineer. He sang that bhajan. He started with that bhajan, particular bhajan. Swami told open session. I was like shocked when he told open the session.
So you had to open the whole file, session file.
I opened the file, session file. No wonder is there in front of me. Swami is standing and seeing the session. And Swami told, Chupi, MM plugin, what to now?
So show
all,
me what
all the plugins which you have used. I was like, bong, I mean, I was surprised to see Swami.
Here you had simplified and told him
that told
how
tabla,
to put
mic
microphone for tabla.
Here Swami just giving me a full Google list.
So you had the whole wave file open.
Yeah, like the session. No one session
open.
Itself was open. Huh. Yeah, I mean, then Swami told, "Identi the pichi pichi ka compressor esa ho yeh midi bagle do."
Say it in English.
He said, "All this compressor what you used all wrong dynamics." But Swami, what is the correct dynamics? I took a paper, he started explaining what is compressor, what is threshold level, what is attack, what is, you know, the makeup gain ratio, all these things he started explaining to me. I wrote down everything in piece of paper. Then Swami told, adi open che SSL EQ. I was like, Swami, SSL, solid, open che.
He
asked me to open a particular plugin.
Okay.
Okay. Then I opened that SSL channel strip. I was not sure who installed in my system. Like I was not even
familiar.
Aware of that plugin being in my system.
Uh-huh.
And Swami, he was clearly showing me how I should use the. There is something called bypass. Filters, high pass, low pass filters in the first segment. The second segment you have frequency wise band, you can select and cut the highs and lows, all that. And the other side we have gates, compressors and input output level taps, analog, digital, you can convert all that. So when Swami explained to me all that, I was like, I mean, I was little into kind of mixed feeling, but I was not sure whether it is the correct plugin. When he explained,
you were still doubting Swami's
it's not the
tutorial.
It is just that, is it Swami testing me or I was in that kind of, gear. Then Swami showed me one more plugin called Deezer. Like that's a special plugin which you use for avoiding those, all that sounds and all, the syllables when you say Sairams, those S and all. He explained to me that plugin. Then I went and, slept off. Again Swami woke me up told Dinapota Padkontava. I told Swami, po, anta start che. Swami Saraswati bhajan inche start che. Again he started from that bhajan onwards and Swami stood personally with me for the entire 9 bhajan. I changed all the plugins. Swami, whatever level Swami showed
me. So this
me,
you did in what state of consciousness?
I was very
physically.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I was.
You drove from home and you came.
No, I was sleeping in guest room.
Okay,
he
right next to
up.
This
he
studio.
Woke me up. I was very well awake. I'm seeing Swami in front of me. He came down to studio. I mean, he was correcting all those plugins which I put.
Physically next to you?
Yeah, he was standing next to me.
So you were on your machine doing it while
doing
he was explaining word
first
for word.
First time I did it and I didn't show any response to him. I was doubting myself whether it is really happening or not. When I went and slept back, again he woke me up and told, Dunnapota padkontava, da potam.
Sleeping again,
I'm sleeping, Buffalo, please come, we'll start. He didn't use the word please, but what he meant was like, come, we'll start working. I was like, I geared up and like...
And for the sake of our listeners, the guest room that DJ is referring to is a little room right next to the studio where we can chat with guests and there's a sofa. And in earlier days, that was DJ's bedroom because he would be working in the console and then he would just jump on the couch and sleep off there and then go back to work. So it's right next to each other and that's where Swami woke him up.
Yeah. Then he came down to studio. We started with that particular bhajan, Saraswati bhajan. Then he went through all the 9 bhajans. He corrected everything. With that, I just left it. I didn't, make it attempt to master it further. Whatever he showed me, I just left it, burnt a CD. I gave it to Sai Prakash, this is the final CD. After that, a few days from then or next day immediately, I forgot the date. We had a chance to go to Yajur Mandir to offer certain things. And we had a CD with us to get it blessed, Bhavanjali first CD. And then Swami looked at all of us, and when we were giving the CD, no, Swami said, I put a time waste chayakande.
Don't waste time right
time
now.
Right now, you give the CD to me. When I'm sleeping, I listen to the CD. Come, let's chat. Then he was kind of chatting with few things. He was telling how we should work, all those things, kind of giving encouragement. And all these things happened. I mean, it's quite memorable things.
But did he give any indication? Did he do anything to remind you of the lesson he had given you in plugins?
After that, he didn't show any indication saying that he had come to me physically. He didn't show me any indication. But I felt I improved it from where I was.
Based on all the
inputs
from Swami.
Definitely what he gave. Then finally, the added beauty was, there is one engineer who came down from LA. His name is Jeff Rothschild. First time when he visited here, we didn't know that he is a person with great caliber. So he just came down here because Gary Bell had referred him to come to the studio. So he had come down here. He spent with us about 15 days time. In the first day when I told him, I want you to explain to me about this SSL plugins, he was very happy. In the sense, he's telling, these are the high-end plugins which they generally use in, higher studios. I'm very happy to see this kind of plugins being used in radio size studio. So from there, he took over. He taught us. He was there with us for about 15 days. He explained to us how to use all that. So it was like a added incentive.
So it was the build-up next step.
Next step. So many things happened in the sense, again, Sai Shonam brother drove down to Parthi to teach certain things. Along with him, there's one more person by name Sundar sir. He also had come down. Means all their entry to the studio, every visit they make, we improved from where we were to a next level. And equipment was also Swami started hinting towards getting a better equipment. We got good equipment. Jeevi sir was very particular about keeping things in place. He used to demand for justification. So,
what do you mean he used to demand for justification?
For example, when we asked him for one set of particular preamp, then he said, hey, why you want this kind of preamp, when you can manage with that. And finally, when we have to explain to him why it is required, what is the positive of this, negative of that, then finally doing all this, plus and minuses, finally he'll grant one equipment and he'll ensure that we work with that. Happened when we joined the studio, initial few days, Swami used to ask Venkataraman sir, kotha pillalu pan chestunara.
The new boys, are they working?
Set of new boys are working or not. Then Swami particularly told, let them go for covering that water project.
So you went to make a documentary.
So that's the first and last time I held the camera, because that was not my area. So finally we got a chance to show as a small documentary to Swami. He saw that and he corrected the edits of the clip. So like this, we had nice experiences.
And when you were working in Radio Sai and became a pro, you learned so much. I saw you used to interact a lot with Swami because you had opportunities to fix the mic in the Kulwant Hall and so on.
Interact in the sense, he had mentioned 2-3 times, a koti pilla potundi, akada poi padtundi vastundi. He had mentioned it to...
Meaning what?
Means he simply jump here and there.
And the new boys?
No, that new boy. Meaning, what he meant was I told you, I never seen him like a god.
Whenever
I went to Kulwant Hall, I used to see him more of a good friend. So I never used to mind just getting up and going for, adjusting the mics. So that way, it was quite straightforward only. But towards the end, I should say he had compensated for lack of having his darshan. During my student days, as I told you very clearly, I never got that much attached to his physical form. But in my second PG, he asked me to open the curtain in Punachandra Hall whenever he comes out for, darshan. And it became a trend in the sense, it became a curtain boy. So I was in the backstage of Punachandra Auditorium. So towards the last, he started calling for alumni meets, prema bandham.
So he got many chances
to be.
So many
chances. So once or twice he gave vibhuti, gave paramskar also. I should say he compensated of all the missing things what I had doing the student days, the darshans, all those things. He compensated. And even on one of my birthday, when I went to Ejirmandi for my birthday celebration, he kind of gave a beautiful smile, because that day I had a ligament tear in my leg. I could not bend properly. I had terrible pain, and he came forward. When I was trying to tell him, Swami, please bless me today, my birthday. He kind of indicates saying that, tell so. That day it happened to be the Shiva Parvati Kalyanam day. So I was on dog trying to lift my left leg up to take his namaskar. He was like, you know, had little nice laughter. Everything that we tried to do in front of him, you know, it was either to make him happy or just to see one smile on his face. So all these things kind of got added.
Mm-hmm. And when the Mahasamadhi happened, how did you react to it?
Since I never got used to the physical form as such, I didn't find much of a, you know, pain when he was hospitalized and when he was brought to Kulwanthal. And those 3 days, we were really busy with, you know,
all the arrangements, the feed for the different news channels.
The only time when I felt really shattered was when he was low to the pit and when people offered vibhuti on his body. That's the time when I could not take it, in the sense, we got used to see Swami in different form, right? He was so loving, joyful person. But suddenly when you see him in a pit, in a small pit, dumped, you know, so much of vibhuti on him, personally I could not take it. And it shook me for 2-3 days to get out of that, you know, scene. And after that, absolutely no. I didn't really miss him. Like, every time when we need him, crucial moment, he is there with us to solve all the problem. So, I really didn't miss him. At physical level, though, yeah, little bit, but otherwise, he is the same Swami for me. He's not changed a bit also.
The bond is the same for
you? It's the same.
There's no weakening because there's no darshan here?
Nothing. Absolutely no.
You know, you're a young person with a lot of technical knowledge now. You have gathered from your different courses, from Swami coming and interceding and giving you the tutorial and every Sai Shravanam studio and where, and experience of doing the work here. You can make a lot of money outside. Why do you still remain here and work for the ashram?
See, it's like a trade-off. With the knowledge what you get inside and the dedication what you show towards the knowledge what you have got. It's like people, by giving money, absolutely you can go and learn a course, then finally you can be a sound engineer, finally you can set up your own studio, you can start. But end of the day, you're not working whom you're supposed to work. Like they say, music is one with God, whatever it is. But technically when you sit for edit, you'll be in that tremendous pressure. You know, people come and tell that is not correct, this is not correct. You'll get into, you know, kind of arguments, all that things. But whereas here, directly you can connect yourself to Swami. If, like recently, Venkatraman sir started the, you know, edit of discourses. Like it's like a real, in a day you get to hear one discourse full and we need to edit the discourse
in Swami's
into
voice.
Different clips. So we can be sure for sure that you are connecting to Swami. But apart from that, yeah, we get a chance to learn new things. Like learning a new technique as to how to mic an instrument is not a greater thing than comparing yourself to other devotees saying that, okay, you got an opportunity to sit and work in studio that too for Swami. If you compare, we are not sacrificing anything in our life. Like if you compare myself to anybody outside, like in which way you can think we have compromised? No, see, we have got nice cabin to work for, we got air condition to work in the studio, we got internet connections.
Absolutely.
And
state of the art equipment.
We got everything. So that way if you can compare, you can say we are not compromised anywhere in our life. And moreover, we have decided to stay back here.
Nobody forced.
So keeping all these things in mind, I think it's a greater choice, joy, to stay in this place to work for Swami than going outside for earning extra 10-15,000 rupees. Because most of my classmates were working and earning quite a huge amount of money. They come down every weekend to tell that they are not happy, you know, the corporate life is blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not against the corporate life.
No.
But the way when they express it, we can be sure that at least the 3 hours what they spend in travel, we can sleep peacefully.
Very nicely.
So,
and that's why the smile on your face, which is always there, the beaming smile, the joyful.
So even if you work a little late night, you can be sure that you'll get 7 hours of good rest.
Because we just travel for like 3 minutes to get to work.
Yeah, from everything is closer. If you shout loudly, person in bus stand can hear. That close it is.
And the peace of living in the ashram and working in the ashram.
Like recently, one group of people had come down. I forgot the place. Like they're from abroad only, they had come down for some reason, I forgot for what. Like when they were telling, that Nadabhoom is so inspiring and all that. When you hear such comments, you feel
very
so happy.
Very good feedback, because you worked on that CD to put it together.
Of course, I mean, this was the idea given by, again, Venkatraman sir. But we'll feel very encouraged to get such kind of feedbacks. you know, when people say that, oh man, today when I got up, I heard that bhajan, it was very wonderful. Feel, yeah man, day is done for us. So like, it's better to live in present with good vibration than trying to imagine what it could be after 10 years, trying to save. Yeah, in life, savings, everything is required, but I don't think so. That's the only thing which is required in life. If 10 people are happy because of you, I think it is better shot to stay for that cause than going for satisfying yourself.
Very lofty thoughts you have for a young person. Now, if I asked you straight from your heart, who is Bhagwan Sri Satyasai Baba for you after all these years of association?
For me, he is, remains still a good friend for me. Okay, and God, yes. If I go to Rama temple, the first thing which comes out is Sai Ram. Like even if I go to Krishna temple, first thing comes out is Sai Ram. So by childhood, we have just accepted him as a God. So he remains God for me. But more than God, he is a best friend for me. So whenever I need him, he is there for me. So a few days back, If I want to narrate that experience.
Please do.
We had did a small school recording for one of the drama. Just we helped him little bit. But in that drama, we got a chance to record chorus recording. Mm-hmm. Meaning outside people, like we had heard about doing a chorus recording in stadium, mm-hmm. gathering 100 people. Mm-hmm. For me, it was a first-hand experience. Myself, Yatharth and Tushar, all had gone there to, you know, kind of set the... you know, get thing right. And when 100 people were singing, no, I was like, literally, I was in that joyful mood. When I came back, no, I was trying to thank Swami. I told Swami, thank you for giving this opportunity. I mean, these are the things which is, gets added to your, you know,
happiness quotient. Happiness. Because this work gives a lot of joy.
When 100 people get a chance to sing and you capture that energy, the energy level is quite high compared to your technicality. So those things,
they give you a real high.
Yeah. Sai Prakash used to tell us every time that when he was appointed, he should tell that all the boys who join the studio, it's not hand-picked. Swami told him very clearly, Andro chese pani kaadu idi.
It's not everybody's cup of tea, this work.
So, nu chusi, manchiga unte naaku cheppu, nenu job istanu. Meaning, he kind of told Sai Prakash that you go around, see for the talent. If he is capable of, and he comes into the consideration, then you tell me, I'll give the job. So that he had told me after 2 months of joining the studio. So after that I was trying to, you know, kind of see who is the next person who can join me. All that was going on in my mind. So it was in January 2011 after the sports meet. Mm-hmm. I had a weird dream. In the sense, I saw three people standing near the small lion. And I was near the lion
of the Kulwantol, not the, a live lion.
No, the okay. small lion in the
golden Kulwantol. Lion.
Yeah, the small lion. I saw three people standing near that small lion. I was standing near the interview room door. Swami comes to me and says, Akkada chusava mugrunnaru.
Those three are there, look at them.
I said, Swami, who are they? Akkada poi adugu em kavala.
Go ask them what they want.
I ran there. To my surprise, I saw Nandagopal sir, who works in Vrindavan. I saw my colleague Fatty Yatharth, and even today I don't know who is the third person, but I saw three people there. Uh-huh. Then I ran back to Swami. I told Swami, Manavalle Swami, like I spoke to him as though like
they're our guys.
Our guys. Swami told see, by sound engineering polane undi, anu help chey.
Meaning
that boy wants to get into sound engineering, you help him. Like till then I had no idea that he was thinking of going in sound engineering course.
Yatharth.
It was in his third year BCom. Okay. When I got up at around 6 o'clock, I called up Nandagopal sir. I told him, sir, what is Yatharth's interest? What he wants to do after BCom? Because Swami hinted me all these things in the dream. Nandagopal told him, that joker wants to get into sound engineering. I'm trying to convince him to go for MBA. I told him, sir, please don't convince him to go for MBA because... this is what happened. Swami came in a dream and you are also were there in the dream. And if he is going for sound engineering course and all, don't put him down because that's also quite a good option. So it happened with that and desperately I wanted to contact Yatharth at that point of time. Somehow it didn't happen.
He was a student, didn't have a cell phone, I guess.
So yeah. When they came down here after the course, after BCom, like I tried giving little attention to Yatharth that I would come to studio. Like directly I didn't tell him that this is the line which you're supposed to take. I just gave him kind of, you know, small edits to do. And he kind of showed some kind of interest. And that's when he told that he had a passion to do a sound engineering course. like I was not sure where to put him, because since he asked me that he expressed a desire saying that he wants to go for sound engineering, like I was trying to get a hint from him whether he wants to go for full-fledged sound engineering course or he wants to just go for a course for sake of going course. So I was not sure. Then like it happened for about 2-3 months. He was just randomly, he was helping me in the studio. Anybody with no definite, you know, conclusion, anybody will get kind of raked or whatever you call it. One day suddenly he just expressed saying that, hey, how many days you have put me somewhere, no, that, this. The carpenters who had come to redesign my studio. That's one more incident I'll tell you. Just remind me. Okay.
They offered to hire.
No. They didn't offer. I mean, the person whom I wanted to suggest, they are the carpenters who work for that engineer. His name is Manoj from Soundtech Media. So I thought maybe it's Swami's, you know, kind of hint saying that he should go for that course. I just casually told him, see, there's a course in Chennai, we need to go for it, that, this. You don't believe, we just made a, you know, kind of casual statement at around 5 o'clock in the evening. 7 o'clock bus he catches, he goes to Chennai. He went and saw the institute, came back, and it all happened in matter of 1 or 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Like he deposited the advance, he went and joined the course in the next 2 days. Like I thought it is too fast for any person to, you know, kind of, just imagine, first day went and saw the institute and came. Second day you are here with the money, third day you pay and you get into the institute. Like,
so fast it happened.
It just happened so fast, and I was not sure. I was praying to Swami, have I done a correct choice of sending him to that course or not? I mean, inside I had my own, you know, kind of, you know, doubts, because finally something goes wrong, I am answerable to their parents and all
and
that.
So much money and such a big commitment.
I was like, I was a little doubting myself whether I had made a correct choice or not. But I was very sure that I wanted to place him in very good studios. But during the course also, he used to come down to Puttaparthi, he and Harish Koilpatti, both used to come down to help us in Mandir, you know, PA system, whenever a concert was there. Whenever he had a free time, he used to come down to Parthi to get associated with Radio Sai to help him in Mandir. Like, I took it in a positive sense. Then, end of his course, actually I had boiled down to send him to one studio in Mumbai. I had planned out with Suresh Vadakarji, he had offered once. He had told any boys, he can send it to my studio, I'll train them, then we can settle them here, there and all. He had told once. So
the famous singer Suresh Vadakarji.
Suresh Vadakarji, yeah. So, keeping that in mind, then we have one or two good friends in Mumbai who are associated with Esra Studio also. So, wanted to send him there actually. And one of our junior by name Nishad Mishra, just then he was getting into industry, you know, kind of. So, we thought maybe Swami wanted Nishad Mishra being a singer in industry. You know, I was dreaming little big.
Making your plans in your head.
No, not plan. Like, I was thinking maybe everything is happening for a good. I was imagining Nishad Mishra to be a good singer in the industry. Yatharth going to be a good engineer. And I was thinking, there's another boy named Shrikar. He going to be in, you know, arranging set. I was imagining one big band, Sai band. 5 years from now, we're going to rock the world.
Music world, just
yeah,
take it
I was just, you know, kind of imagining myself. Suddenly one day, I see Yatharth, Sai Prakash, both in the studio discussing about he getting into Radio Sai. I was like a little shocked, puzzled, and I was not sure whether what I'm hearing is correct or not.
Why were you so surprised?
Because anybody who goes to the course, it'll be like for making money, obviously. Because
it was a very expensive program
because sound engineering itself will cost you a little huge amount. And after getting qualified as a sound engineer, if they obviously expect to earn something from that, because end of the day, if parents ask what you have done, they can't say I've gone for service, right? So, keeping that in mind, I was a little puzzled. I mean, here's a person who went through a course and he had all the possibility to go outside and make money, you know, do whatever you want. But end of the day, he comes back to saying that, no, I want to work in Radio Sai. I felt very happy and I felt very accommodative. Meaning a person whom you can understand, whom you are, you know,
so comfortable with, yeah.
So if that person getting into the system means we feel very comfortable to work, right? So that's how, you know, our Yatharth got into Radio Sai. I mean,
so it all began with the dream that Swami gave you.
One dream, yeah.
That was about 4 months prior to the Mahasamadhi.
Yeah. Then there's one more boy who has joined this year by name Anirudh. He had come down last year. Actually, it was totally googly for me. once he expressed saying that he wants to get into Radio Sai, that this and all.
He's a very talented musician.
Yeah. Like all the recent jingles and ringtones, everything he only had done. He came to me and told, no, brother, I want to join Radio Sai. I was thinking, yeah, Swami, you put the correct seed in his thoughts, everything, but ensure that it happens. I was constantly praying, but in Yatharth case, it was totally different. Actually, I was praying more for Anirudh to get in, because I was sure Yatharth will go somewhere outside and help us. So, it happened other way around. First, Yatharth got in, then Anirudh's chance came. So, I started praying more for him. And he was also experiencing that, no, my parents want me to be there in my native place. And he was not sure whether to discontinue after MSc, MTech, all that confusion. Then, finally, I told him, see, brother, finally it all boils down to what you want to do. After MTech, if he wants to get into radiation, the waste of 2 years course, MTech. It kind of get into the, brainwashing mode. So, totally, like, you have wasted 2 years of...
You're quite a recruiter.
No, we just brainwash him saying that if you're wasting 2 years of MTech, as well you can give the chance to somebody else.
In the university, because you don't need that MTech for
getting into radiation. So, that level you went into. I was in puzzle. Then finally, one day, I had gone to Hanuman temple. I broke the coconut, I prayed and slept. That night, Swami hinted him, saying that he should join Radio Sai. Next day, when he came and told me that, brother, Swami gave me the yes for joining Radio Sai,
This episode happened after Mahasamadhi.
Yeah. So, that time, he was also puzzled as to saying that Swami should give me some response.
And he did.
He got some yes from Swami. That's the same day when we broke the coconut to Lord Hanuman, and when I slept back, kind of, good vibrations, good energy.
So that's
energy.
How he got another
that's
good...
That's how he got in, yeah.
Talented person. So the moral of these two stories is, if anybody wants to work in Radio Sai, they really have to pray hard to Swami to give them a spot, and also tell him, please come in DJ's room and tell
him. No. No, but in case of Yatharth, yeah, I was very close to him, and I really, because when I saw his dedication, his hard work, during those 3-4 months...
Yeah, he's my audio engineer for Morning Glory, and I absolutely enjoy working
because,
with him.
Because he was the one who got selected for MBA without any preparation.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Meaning,
so bright.
Was really struggling day in, day out for solving all
but
the
then
problems.
He
was full-time, he was in the Radio Sai helping, and just for sake of writing, he just wrote MBA, got it through. But finally, in the interview, he said he wants to go for sound engineering course, all that. So, the little bit of tension was there on my side.
Whether you guided
Swami,
him right, but you
but
did.
But Swami really... took it in the right way to conclude. So, that way we are happy. One more thing which I told, I forgot, was that carpenters.
Mm.
There's one more beautiful incident where Swami showed his presence.
Uh-huh.
The carpenters had never seen Swami. They don't know how they look like. Okay, after the Samadhi, we had stopped the work for about 10-15 days, studio work. After when they started working again, two carpenters saw Swami in studio. I mean, when that day, when I went, I asked him what happened. Means, told Swami vandaringa, and the orange room potating vandare.
Means in Tamil, what does
he
say?
He said, the person who wears orange robe, he came here, he blessed all of us, and he went.
This is after Mahasamadhi.
After Mahasamadhi. One way I was feeling
Swami. And these people have never seen or met Swami. They're from Madras somewhere.
They're the carpenters who Shravanam referred, actually.
For doing the studio work, acoustics and everything.
And all, yeah. So, they saw Swami. Then finally, I felt bad, Swami, saying that, Swami, you gave vision to only those carpenters. Why can't you just some kind of glimpse you can show me also, no? Then the beautiful incident was that Swami came in my dream and told, Shirdi po.
Uh-huh. So, go to Shirdi.
Not sure why Swami told me to go to Shirdi. And then, when I got up at around 6:30, I came to this Ganesha temple, I broke coconut at Ganesha, I gave some indication why you told me to go to Shirdi, now I don't know what to do, all that. At around 10:30 in the morning, our Kota Narendra is there, opposite to Ganesh gate. He just casually told me, I'm going to Shirdi, we want to come. I felt very happy then, joined him, I went to, next day I was in Shirdi. In matter of 20 minutes, we had about 4 darshans. Every time it takes about 1.5 hours, huge
line
it is.
Yeah.
But that day, I don't know, because of Narendra's association, I don't know what happened. But in a matter of 20 minutes, we had 3 darshans. And end of 3rd darshan, Narendra told me casually, why don't you stay for Aarti? I said, okay, fine, we'll stay for Aarti. I got a chance to stay 1.1 next to Pujari. I saw that, Kakra Aarti, everything. Then when I was going, one unusual thing happened. When I took the namaskar for the last time, that's the 4th namaskar when I took, some 100 rupee note fell on my hand.
From where?
From nowhere, I don't know from where it fell. 200 rupee notes and vibhuti. It just fell on my hand. I just closed and I was not sure what I'm supposed to do with that 100 rupees notes and vibhuti. And I was praying, Swami, just give me some indication of why you gave me all this. Then, when I was coming back from Shirdi, in the dream Swami told, there is an uncle who wanted to come to Shirdi from last 8 months. He's been asking for prasadam. You give him little vibhuti and give 100 rupee note to him and you keep the 100 rupee note for yourself. Then I asked Swami, what should I do with this vibhuti? Then he said, you had a prayer, no, that Swami should bless the studio in the altar. That's one more funny thing I'll tell you. In the altar, you keep this vibhuti and Swami's vibhuti both, so that both the Swamis have blessed your studio. Why I'm telling this, one more peculiar thing is, we had sealed the entire studio actually. There is no way of opening the studio for air circulation or whatever it is.
That's why the eyes really burn with the varnish still.
For some reason, Venkatraman sir came and he just shouted us saying that you people are not giving attention towards ventilations, all that. And he got it reopened, that center area where I placed the Ganesha idol. So since we got it opened, we got a chance to put vibhuti inside the, you know, that in psychologically we say garbhagudi, right? So inside shrine I could place both the vibhutis. That's when I could close the altar properly.
Now this uncle for whom you got the 100 rupees and the vibhuti, did you meet him when you came?
I gave him.
Was it his desire? Had it been?
He didn't expect 100 rupee note for sure, but he was telling, I was waiting for vibhuti prasadam. And vibhuti, I remember one more incident. Sorry, I'll just take one.
Please.
More last. It happened in my third year undergraduation. Like by then, if Swami talks to me, it is, I'm sure, for sure, like either something would have gone drastically wrong. Okay, like I had got into that kind of, you know,
mode
with Swami.
So like you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Okay.
So it happened during convocation rehearsal time, 20th of November. Swami casually came. That time no one was there. Myself, Dr. Narendra Ramji, the current registrar, and two more boys. He just directly came to me and he asked, Ikram Chesunavra.
What are you doing here?
I told Swami, mixer Swami, ikkada CD player is the Swami, anta peddiga vastun Swami.
You insert the CD player and it plays come out,
Swami said, all that is fine, but Ikram dukunnav.
Meaning? All that is fine, but why are you
why
here?
Why are you here? Like, I didn't get the question properly. I just kept quiet. Because they say keeping quiet is better than answering some foolish way, right? Then when Swami gave me little vibhuti, when he went back to residence, now within 2 minutes from then, I get a call saying that my uncle and grandfather met in a severe accident. Totally, I was puzzled. I just didn't know like how to respond. And mother called up and told, so tell Swami you are getting chance. Now please tell Swami that uncle met in a severe accident. I was like thinking myself, see, Swami is God and you are a student, right? So being a student, you should know how to express it to Swami. He knows everything and for sure, he'll take care of it. And I was not sure whether I should tell this or not to Swami. Because by then Swami told, Andu, chin chinna nadar vastaru.
Small things also people keep coming and troubling.
Like for Swami, if somebody go and tell Swami, somebody pass away, manchidi, he'll tell. Like nothing is big for Swami.
It's in like, his scheme of things, these are very trivial things. These are expected.
I was thinking myself whether to tell Swami or not. I was in that kind of dilemma. On the day of convocation, Swami decided to give watches to everybody. When my turn came, he took some 5 extra seconds. He was selecting which watch to take. In that time, when I was seeing continuously Swami, they just, that outburst they say, I just told Swami, my uncle met with an accident and I want blessings. He went a little furious and he said, what do you know about yourself that you're talking about your uncle? He made that one statement and I could not take it. I just
took the watch,
and he came back. In hostel, if somebody waits for me, it is either for repairing fan, tube plate or whatever it is. After winding up the convocation, everything, it became at around 11 o'clock in the night. There was an altar boy who was waiting for me. I thought, no, what happened in the altar? I mean,
so late at night.
He told, brother, can you give Aarti to Swami next day? I was like, that is Swami's birthday, man. I'm 23rd. You're asking whether I can give Aarti. Definitely, I'll go and give Aarti. And by then, I had lost touch sitting in first row. Continuously for three and a half hours. I mean, so discourse was going on, spring Swami, please take Aarti. I just give Aarti. I was in that
because mode. You're so tired sitting, you lost the
hours,
habit.
Then when Aarti chance came, Swami called Dinapotai. ఇక్కడ రా. దెన్ హి టోల్డ్ ఏమైంది అంకుల్ కి,
వాట్ హ్యాపెన్ టు యువర్ అంకుల్,
లైక్ లిటిల్ పర్సన్ టోల్డ్ స్వామి
యాక్సిడెంట్
మెట్ విత్ అన్ యాక్సిడెంట్ అండ్ ఐ వాంట్ యువర్ ప్రసాదం. స్వామి అంతా పంపించాను, ఐ సెంట్ ప్రసాదం అట్ హోమ్. And then I was like, Swami, eppudu means again that question comes, right?
Where did you send? How did you send?
How did you send? Swami said, anta chusukunandra
po. I've seen everything.
Ikkada pate padamaskar and I finished. When I came through, I called up mom and asked, any prasadam came? She said, no. No, at least anybody came and gave vibhuti at that point of time. She said, no. Then anybody at least chanted Sai Ram. Something happened. Did you see anywhere anything?
Any miracle?
She said, except my uncle and grandfather, I didn't see anybody. I felt a little bad. In the sense, I went to the other mode. I kept Swami's photo. I told Swami, what, your God or what? I mean, what is the necessity for you to bluff like this to make somebody
first
happy?
First you have a long discourse and make me sit for 3 hours then, and
what
then you...
What is the necessity for to bluff like
bluff
this?
Bluff me, yes.
Like
put the fast one on
way.
Me.
Then...
way to go, DJ.
And I kind of little... I went to the other side. I think for me, please, I don't want to see you. That, this, I started telling. Then, trust me, 10 minutes from then, I get a call from mom saying that the Srinivas uncle is there, no? He came back with Vibhuti. I just didn't know what to do. I was in tears. I was feeling miserable.
After fighting with Swami and saying all those mean things.
I kept the same photo back with me. I told Swami, please forgive me. Sorry. I underestimated your capacity. All those things started coming forward. Then I really felt bad for scolding him, but I felt happy because you get pleasure in, you know, you feel one with your friend,
of
right?
Course.
So next day when he saw me in a bhajan hall, no, I was trying to put my head down.
And avoid.
That was on 24th it happened. Like he was busy with VIPs, everybody giving interviews, sending everybody. He had come inside bhajan hall, when he was passing by and looked at me and he nodded like, "Dunna pota, prati daniki tirtavu." And he went off. Means for everything, he'll scold. like I was happy that he acknowledged me. Meaning in that...
You're one spoiled brat. Swami's real spoiled brat. How special is that? How fortunate are you, DJ? Oh my God.
So keeping all this in consideration, now you tell me, should I leave?
I know. No, no, man.
Did you ever think of leaving this place? So there you go.
You said it so beautifully. No. Even if you, every drop of your blood and your mind and your body and your skills, really, really, I understand why you have such passion and dedication and where it is coming from. It's such a deep connection and I'm sure our listeners will appreciate that deeply and understand what kind of love goes into making what we make here at Radio Sai. Brother DJ, thank you so much for agreeing to come to this interview. It wasn't scary, was it,
no.
At the end of the day?
No.
It was wonderful to hear your joyful experiences with Swami, and I'm sure our listeners will absolutely enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
And now it's time for you to have some more sweets yeah. And relax, take a deep breath. You were great. Thank you, Brother
thank you,
DJ.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Sai Ram.
Sai's glory, his divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Sai Ram, thank you for staying with Morning Glory on Thursday Live, coming to you from Prashanthi Nilayam. I hope you enjoyed the concluding part of this three-part interview with DJ Sheth or Dhananjay Sheth of Team Radio Sai. Please send in your feedback via email. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org. Dear listeners, for your information, there are over 125 such interviews with Swami students available for your listening pleasure on our website, radiosai.org/Sai Students. Sai Students is one word. It's time now for me to treat you to part 2 of the reflections by Balvika's alumni who gathered at the Divine Lotus Feet for a retreat last month.
Mera naam Kartiki Divedi hai. Maine apne Balvika's ki shiksha Allahabad mein puri ki hai. Uttar Pradesh mein varsh 2002 mein. Aur us padhai pure hone ke baad main Shri Satya Sai Vidyapeeth Shri Shalam Kerala mein jo Swami ka school hai.
Uttar Pradesh se Kerala aa gaye.
Ha.
Acha.
काफी सारे डिवोटीज हमारे यूपी के उनके बच्चे वहां पे थे.
अच्छा.
तो उनसे हमें पता चला, फिर मैं वहां पे गया और 8th से 12th तक की शिक्षा मैंने वहां पे की.
अच्छा.
उसके बाद फिर मैं इलाहाबाद में आके मैंने अपना बीकॉम किया और 2010 में मैंने स्वामी के कॉलेज यहाँ सत्य साई इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ हायर लर्निंग से अपनी एमबीए की डिग्री प्राप्त की और अभी मैं पढ़ाई पूरी होने के बाद स्वामी के ट्रस्ट श्री सत्य साई सेंट्रल ट्रस्ट में यहीं प्रशांति निलयम में हूँ और स्वामी के जो सेवा प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं सर्विस प्रोजेक्ट्स उन प्रोजेक्ट्स के अकाउंटिंग का कार्य मैं देखता हूँ अभी यहाँ पे स्वामी के आश्रम में।
अरे वाह, अब तो सारे भारतवर्ष में स्वामी के स्कूल कॉलेजेस में पढ़ के स्वामी की सेवा में लगे हुए हैं। आपका ये जो डिसीजन है, निर्णय है कि आप अभी तो आपकी क्या उम्र होगी, आप तो बहुत छोटे लगते हैं,
23
साल की उम्र में आपने निर्णय लिया है कि आप प्रशांति निलयम में रह के भगवान के आश्रम में काम करेंगे, उनकी सेवा करेंगे। बाल विकास का इस निर्णय लेने में कितना योगदान रहा है?
क्योंकि बाल विकास की कक्षाओं में जब मैं जाता था तो वहां पर मुझे जो शिक्षाएं मिली कि अनुशासन और समय का महत्व, किस तरह समय पे आना है और किस तरह एक मतलब कि भगवान को प्लीज करने के लिए कोई भी कार्य करना है। वैसे तो सभी कार्य भगवान के हैं, लेकिन स्वामी को प्लीज का बाल विकास की कक्षा में यह है कि हम जो टीचिंग है स्वामी की, उसको अगर हम आत्मसात करेंगे अपने जीवन में, उसका अनुसरण करेंगे, तो उस टीचिंग से हम स्वामी के और करीब जाएंगे। तो हमारा ये डिसीजन इसमें इसलिए हुआ कि हमने सोचा कि हमारी ये पढ़ाई एमबीए की हो गई और स्वामी, जब मैं बाल विकास में जा रहा था तब से मेरी इच्छा थी कि स्वामी की टीचिंग्स मुझे हमेशा मिलती है। तो स्वामी ने उसके बाद मुझे स्कूल में भेजा श्रीशैलम में, फिर बीच में 3-4 साल के लिए मैं इलाहाबाद में था बीकॉम के लिए 3 साल के लिए, तो उस दौरान मेरा समिति में काफी इन्वॉल्वमेंट हुआ, साई समिति में इलाहाबाद की, और वो मुझे वहां यूथ कोऑर्डिनेटर का भी पदभार मिला कार्य करने का। और उसके बाद फिर मुझे स्वामी से हमेशा ये प्रार्थना थी कि आपके कॉलेज में जरूर मुझे अवसर मिले, और स्वामी ने जब ये दिया तो एक कभी कभी मेरे मन में विचार आता था कि क्यों नहीं मैं स्वामी के पास कुछ समय के लिए रुक के, मैंने अभी ये नहीं कह सकता कि मैं हमेशा के लिए रहूंगा, लेकिन मैंने सोचा कि कुछ समय यहां रह के और काफी चीजों को सीखूं कि स्वामी के जो बनाए गए सिस्टम से, जो हॉस्पिटल्स है, यूनिवर्सिटीज है, क्योंकि जो स्वामी ने सारी जो सिस्टम को क्रिएट किया है
जी,
इसको हर जगह सभी लोग रेप्लीकेट कर सकते हैं, स्वामी ने एक मॉडल बना के रखा है।
तो अच्छा सोचना है आपका।
तो उस मॉडल को स्टडी करने के लिए कि कैसे स्वामी का ट्रस्ट चलता है, कैसे हॉस्पिटल है, तो मैंने सोचा कि 1.5 साल 2 साल जब तक रह सकते हैं, जब तक स्वामी की इच्छा है, जबकि उसके बाद फिर मैंने सोचा कि जाएंगे फिर उन चीजों को जो यहां से सीखे हैं उसको इम्प्लीमेंट करने के लिए आउटर वर्ल्ड में कोशिश करेंगे।
बहुत नेक इरादा है आपका,
स्वामी की सब इच्छा है जो से स्वामी कराएंगे।
तो यहाँ रह के आप जब सेंट्रल ट्रस्ट में काम करते हैं और आश्रम में रहते हैं, बहुत अनुशासन का जीवन जीना पड़ता है यहाँ।
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल।
आप बाहर की जो अट्रैक्शंस हैं मिस नहीं करते उन्हें?
शुरू से मेरा कोई इस तरह से किसी भी प्रकार का अट्रैक्शन नहीं रहा, क्योंकि मैं शुरू से स्कूल में रहा तो वहां भी स्वामी के हॉस्टल में रहा, तो मुझे किसी प्रकार का कोई अट्रैक्शन ऐसा मिस नहीं होता, क्योंकि
सरल जीवन जीने का
और स्वामी की टीचिंग से यहाँ का भी जो शेड्यूल है मॉर्निंग भजन वेदम और इवनिंग में भजन और वेदम, तो ये खुद ही अपने आप इतना फुलफिलमेंट, फिर अच्छे लोगों से मिलना, स्वामी की बातें, सत्संग की बातें होना।
ये बाल विकास एलुमनाई मीट तो बहुत अच्छा रहा होगा आपके लिए।
जी, बाल विकास एलुमनाई मीट हमने अटेंड किया और स्टेट की तरफ से अभी हर बाल विकास के लिए नॉमिनेट किया गया, तो उसमें मेरे को नॉमिनेट किया गया, तो स्वामी की कृपा है। उसके बाद मैंने ये सोचा कि यहाँ पे जब अच्छे कार्यों में हम लगे रहेंगे, अच्छी बातों में लेंगे, तो उन चीजों की तरफ ध्यान नहीं जाता, वो कमी महसूस नहीं होती है। तो ये स्वामी की कृपा है कि मुझे यहाँ, स्वामी का बहुत आभारी हूँ कि स्वामी ने मुझे अवसर दिया कि यहाँ पे मैं रहूं और कुछ समय और स्वामी की सेवा कर सकूं उनके ट्रस्ट में।
बहुत अच्छा लगा हमारे साथ जुड़ने के लिए, बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। सायराम।
धन्यवाद आपका भी।
आपका भी सायराम।
मेरा नाम इंदिरा है, मैं एक हाउसवाइफ हूँ। मैंने बाल विकास किया था छत्तीसगढ़ से बिलासपुर, प्री सेवादल 9 ईयर्स अटेंड किया, और राइट नो मैं एक बाल विकास गुरु हूँ और एक फैकल्टी मेंबर भी हूँ पटियाला में। हाँ, शादी के बाद मेरा पंजाब में शादी हो गई तो मैं पटियाला की रहने वाली हो गई, तो बेसिकली साउथ इंडियन हूँ।
तो बहुत अच्छी हिंदी बोलते हैं दक्षिण भारत से।
इसका श्रेय जाता है एमपी में थी मैं, मेरे बचपन वहीं गुजरा, तो इसका मैंने श्रेय अपने पापा को भी दूंगी। पापा रेलवेज में थे, साउथ ईस्टर्न रेलवे, तो पापा का ऐसा है कि ट्रांसफर्स हो जाते थे ऑल ओवर इंडिया में, तो हम उनके साथ रहने का मौका मिला। तो इससे बड़ी बात यह है कि मैं बचपन से ही, जब से मेरा बर्थ हुआ, मैंने अपने घर में स्वामी का फोटो देखा एज ए गॉड, तो कोई क्रॉस क्वेश्चन करने का मौका ही नहीं मिला। तो डायरेक्टली हम बहुत छोटी थी, 3-4 साल की उम्र से ही मैं बालू का सेटिंग करती रही। तो उस समय तो ऐसा है कि जबरदस्ती जाती थी, तो मम्मी कहते रहते थे जाओ जितना समझ आता जाओ। तो मैं बहुत भाग्यशाली हूँ कि मुझे जो टीचर्स मिले बालू कास बहुत ही एफिशिएंट थे, बहुत डिवोटेड थे। एक टीचर का नाम मैं जरूर लेना चाहूंगी
अवश्य।
अभी करेंटली वो स्वामी के स्कूल में वेंकटेश्वर लू सर है जो मैथ्स के टीचर हैं।
अच्छा।
वो मेरे थर्ड ग्रुप के टीचर रहे हैं तो उनके अंडर में जो थर्ड ग्रुप की वो मेरे जीवन में बहुत काम आया। तो छोटी सी एक घटना मैं आपको बताना चाहूंगी।
जरूर।
तो वो कहते थे मैं आप लोगों को दो घंटा मैं देखना चाहता था क्लास में कि मैं देखना चाहूंगा कि आप दो घंटे बिना हिला डुले कौन बैठ सकता है। क्लास में एक चैलेंज देते थे तो हम सारे बच्चे बैठते थे और कहते थे कि साई गायत्री बोलो। तो कहते थे घर में भी करते हो कि नहीं मैं देखूंगा। तो ऐसे हुआ कि जब घर में दो दो घंटा बैठ के करने लगे तो पापा थोड़ा नाराज होने लगे, पढ़ाई छोड़ के आप दो दो घंटा बैठे हो तो इसमें तो स्वामी खुश नहीं होंगे। तो हमें एक था कि टीचर ने कह दिया, बालविकास गुरु ने कहा, बहुत रेस्पेक्ट था, डर भी था उनसे। तो फिर ऐसे भी सुनते थे कि क्लास में कि आप मेहनत के साथ साथ पूजा भी करोगे तो 100% आएगा। तो इसके पहले मैं कभी क्लास में रैंक नहीं आती थी। तो उस समय क्लासेस हो गए प्री सर्वदार के बाद जब हमने दो दो घंटा बैठ के साई गायत्री करने लगे, मैं और मेरी बहन एक ही क्लास में थे तो कॉम्पिटिशन होता था कि कौन ज्यादा देर बैठेगा। फिर ऐसे हुआ कि सडनली 11th स्टैंडर्ड जब आए तो मेरा और मेरी बहन का रैंक आने लग गया क्लास में। तो ये मेरे लिए बहुत बड़ा मिरेकल है क्योंकि उसके पहले ऑर्डिनरी आई वाज,
जबकि अब दो घंटे साई गायत्री
हाँ वो भी करते थे। तब पापा को लगा कि हाँ नहीं कुछ है, फिर इंटरनली वो फील करने लगे कि मैं गलत बोला हूं। तो इस तरह मैं फिर उसके बाद बहुत बड़ा मौका मुझे मिला, मैं स्वामी के अनंतपुर में पढ़ना चाहती थी बट कुछ ऐसी प्रॉब्लम्स आए कि पापा मना कर दिए। फिर मेरा इच्छा तो जागृत रहा। फिर जब 90 सुपर स्पेशलिटी हॉस्पिटल का इनॉग्रेशन हुआ उस वक्त फिर मेरे मन में आया कि मैं वहां जा सकती, बट बेसिकली मैंने बीए डिग्री किया था। तो जो टीचर थे वेंकटेश्वर सर उन्हें सजेस्ट किया यू कैन गो फॉर नर्सिंग। तो मैं बोली नर्सिंग कैसे करें, पापा बोले कर पाओगी कि नहीं देख लो। मैं बोली चलो एज ए जॉब नहीं देखूंगी पापा, मैं स्वामी के पास रहने का अगर मौका मिलता है तो मैं जरूर जाऊंगी। तो फॉर्चुनेटली मैं सेलेक्ट हो गई हूं एंट्रेंस में और इंटरव्यू में। तो मैं 93 जुलाई में ज्वाइन की थी, 99 जून में मैं वापस आ गई, मैरिज हो गया मेरा। तो वो 5 साल का एक्सपीरियंस भी मेरी जिंदगी में बहुत काम किया। आफ्टर मैरिज मैंने सीखा खाना पीना भी कैसे करना चाहिए। घर में ऐसे होता था कि मम्मी को चॉइस बता देते हम, तो जब हॉस्पिटल आए हमें जो मिलता था खाना पड़ता था। तो घर की कही हुई बात और बालविकास की बात, ये सारा चीज मेरे जीवन में इतना असर हुआ कि आफ्टर मैरिज ये सबसे बड़ी मिराकल मेरे लिए है। तो जब मैं आ रही थी पुट्टपर्ती से मैंने स्वामी को यही लेटर लिखा, स्वामी मैं जिस फैमिली में जा रही दे आर नॉन डिवोटीज, अब मैं कैसे टैकल करूं और मैं कैसे उस एटमोसफेयर में रहूं, वो भी पंजाब। तो पंजाब मेरे लिए खाना पीना ड्रेसिंग सेंस सब अलग था। तो ऐसे कह के प्रे करके आ गई। तो जैसे मैरिज हो गया कुछ दिन के बाद मेरे जो ब्रदर इन लॉ है हस्बैंड के एल्डर ब्रदर, उनके सपने में स्वामी आ गए एंड दे आर नॉन डिवोटीज। वो आके मजाक करने लगे, मेरे निकनेम इंदू है, तो कहते इंदू आपके बाबा आपके पीछे आ गए। मैंने कहा कैसे बोल रहे हो भाई साहब, कल सपने में आए रेड कलर की कार में और कहे कि मैं आ गया हूं अमृतसर में मैरिज होके गई थी। तो वहीं पर मेरे को बहुत बड़ा एक एनर्जी मिला कि बाबा आ गए मेरे पीछे। उसके बाद मैंने ये तय किया कि मैं बाबा का मिरेकल्स बता के मैं अपनी फैमिली को चेंज नहीं करूंगी। मैं हस्बैंड भी डिवोटी नहीं थे तो दो दे आर नॉट डिवोटी, आई कैन से दे आर वेरी डिसिप्लिन्ड फैमिली, दे विल नॉट रिफ्यूज मी। व्हेन आई केम फर्स्ट टाइम मैंने कहा कि मैं स्वामी का फोटो रखूं घर में, मदर इन लॉ से परमिशन लिया। मदर इन लॉ कहा बिल्कुल रखिए इसमें कोई हर्ज नहीं। सो मैं बालविकास में सीखा हुआ श्लोक जो भी है मैं कंटिन्यूस 1 आवर लेती थी वो करती थी और ध्यान रखती थी घर में काम में डिस्टर्ब ना हो। तो मैंने देखा कुछ दिन के बाद मदर इन लॉ फादर इन लॉ दोनों माता पिता आके बैठते थे मेरे पीछे और सुनते थे पूरी और मन ही मन कुछ बोलते रहते थे। तो मैंने ये देखा कि बालविकास में जो वैल्यूज मैंने सीखा उसको मैंने सिर्फ अपने एक्शन में दिखाने की कोशिश किया। मैंने सोच लिया था कि मैं बताऊंगी नहीं कि वहां ऐसे करते हैं वहां ऐसे करते हैं, बस एजुकेशन का डिस्क्राइब करती थी। वहां पर बच्चे पढ़ते हैं एकेडमिकली भी बहुत हाई होते हैं, इंटेलिजेंट भी होते हैं, स्पोर्ट्स में भी ऐसे होते हैं, ये बताती थी मैं जरूर। तो मेरे नेचर और एक्शन में तो श्रेय देती हूं स्वामी का ब्लेसिंग है कि उन्होंने पता नहीं किस तरह मेरे से ऐसे करवाया कि आज पूरी फैमिली इंक्लाइंड हो गए। तो मैं भाग्यशाली हूं कि एक अगर बालू का स्टूडेंट नॉन डिवोटीज के घर जाती है तो
इतना बड़ा परिवर्तन पूरे परिवार में,
वो भी पंजाब में ऐसे माहौल, वो भी अमृतसर नोटोरियस थोड़ा वो प्लेस जो है बहुत पॉश जो कॉलोनी में रहते थे। तो मुझे लिपस्टिक लगाना ये सब बड़ा ऑड सा लगता था
जी।
तो लेकिन मैंने देखा कि स्वामी बोलते परिस्थितियों को जूझना, उसको अपने आप में लेना नहीं
जी।
तो मैं वो भी लगाना शुरू किया, हस्बैंड के चॉइस के अनुसार ड्रेसेस भी सेंस भी मैंने चेंज किया। तो मैंने देखा कि मेरे कैरेक्टर में मेरे वैल्यूज में कोई चेंज नहीं आ रहा इसे, तो मैं उसको भी एक तरफ रख के बैलेंस करने का सीखा। ये सारा श्रेय मैं अपने बालविकास टीचर और स्वामी का ग्रेस को मानती हूँ।
बहुत ही अच्छा, भगवान करे काश सारे भारत में ऐसी लड़कियां हों जो अपने ससुराल में जाके पूरे परिवार को अपने बिहेवियर से अपने एक्शन से कहा सुना नहीं डिपेंडेंट हो मगर डेमोन्स्ट्रेटेड थ्रू देयर एक्शंस, वो बहुत ही अच्छा लगा जान के।
तो बस यही है, अब अवार्ड के लिए मुझे क्यों चीज किया गया मुझे बड़ा आश्चर्य हुआ। तो मैंने कोऑर्डिनेटर से पूछा पंजाब स्टेट से कि आप समझते हो कि मैं इस लायक हूं, तो उन्होंने कहा तो आप कहती हूँ यू डोंट डिजर्व दैट मीन्स यू थिंक यू आर डूइंग यू आर डूअर। तो मैंने अपने आप से प्रश्न करना बंद कर दिया
जी।
तो आपने कुछ क्या देखा मेरे में कि आप मुझे आउटस्टैंडिंग में मुझसे बी और डू और से ये हम देखते हैं, तो कुछ तो देखा होगा। फिर मैंने स्वामी के ऊपर छोड़ दिया। तो उसको मैं अगर रिलेट करती हूँ तो मैं चूज करने के एक हफ्ता पहले मैं तपोवन स्टार्ट की थी
जी।
तो सच्चरिता, तो मेरा इच्छा था मैं 2008 में आई, शादी के बाद एक बार आई, उसके बाद 2008 में आई। तो मेरी इच्छा था कि मैं स्वामी की समाधि की भी दर्शन करूं, तो बोलने की पूछने की हिम्मत नहीं हो रही थी हस्बैंड से। तो कई जगह जा चुके थे, फाइनेंशियली भी देखना पड़ता है। तो मैं बस स्टार्ट किया और एक दिन बहुत गहरी अंदर इमोशंस आ गया स्वामी के सामने जब पढ़ रही थी कि स्वामी मुझे दर्शन करनी है। तो आप मानोगे इतने बड़ा मिराकल हुआ कि उसी दिन थर्सडे की रात को कोऑर्डिनेटर का फोन आता है मेरे हस्बैंड को कि आपकी वाइफ को हमने ऐसे चूज किया है, तो आपसे परमिशन लेना ज्यादा जरूरी है। वो तो हाँ कह देंगी कि आप भेज सकते हो और बेटी का स्कूल भी ओपन हो जा रहा है 15 से। तो वे सोचे, बोले मैं सोच के बताता हूँ। तो उसके बाद फिर वो कहने लगे, मैं बोली देख लीजिए आपको जैसे सही लगता है। तो अर्ली मॉर्निंग बेटी उठती है, उसको तो पता नहीं था, शी वॉज टोटली अननोन। सुबह उठ के कहती मम्मा स्वामी सपने में आए, कार लेकर आए और हम मुझे मतलब मुझे और बेटी को कह रहे हैं कि मैं तुम्हें लेने आया हूँ, मेरे बगल में बैठो, बेटी को गोदी में बैठा। वो सुन के हस्बैंड को थोड़ा रियलाइज हुआ, फिर इमीडिएटली कहा चले जाओ कोई बात नहीं, 3 दिन की बात है, छुट्टी एक्सटेंड कर लो। तो ये मुझे लगता है एक ख्वाहिश थी जो मेरी स्वामी इस रूप में बुला दिए कि एक बालिका का स्टूडेंट का ख्वाहिश कैसे पूरा करते हैं।
एक ही एक स्टूडेंट
एक एक बिल्कुल एक एक लाइफ अगर हम उसको अपने आत्मसार करके जीवन में आगे ले जाते हैं। मैं तो लगता कि स्वामी कहते हैं कि खाली तुमको पढ़ाई ही नहीं, फैमिली में नाम होता है, इवन संपत्ति में रिकॉग्नाइजेशन होता है, इवन फाइनेंशियली भी स्वामी हमें सेटिस्फाई करते हैं।
थैंक यू।
साईराम
साईराम
श्री साईराम
साईराम
I've been very fortunate to be blessed by Swami with this name of Sai Kiran. 2013 is again an extremely sentimental year for me.
Why is that?
I first came to Puttaparthi in 1983, so I technically complete 3 decades of coming to the Lord.
I see.
And every time I come here, there's been quite a bit of recharge that keeps happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 decades of recharging is really... Finally, I guess it's just coming to shape that I can run on my own now. So let me start off with narrating a couple of experiences.
Would you like to tell us about your Balvikas background?
Yes. I was fortunate to go into Balvikas from 1975 to 88. So that was a pretty long term to be at Balvikas, and had the most memorable moments of my life during the Balvikas period. So just to start off on some of the incidences, I used to always mentally fight with Swami that the students in Patti have a very nice time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And in what way are Balvika students much lesser than his own boys?
Yeah, very valid question.
So every...
Is Balvikas in Tamil Nadu?
Yes, Balvikas in Tamil Nadu. I'm from Chennai.
Okay.
So every time I had a question, he would come back and reinforce the fact that his children in Balvikas are no less in any which way.
How did he do that?
Yeah. So this was the first year in 1983. It was my first trip to Puttaparthi. It was celebrated as the Bal Vikas year actually in December 1983. It was a huge program that was done, and we had lots of skits and plays. It was the first time a dance drama was done at the stadium over here, and it was the first time when a lot of children all over the country came together to put up one skit. So yes, we never knew who was going to be doing what role. Every state did their own part. And I played the role of a sun god. Mm-hmm. So basically, there's no face exposure, no nothing. So I just get into a huge ball, and I have to lift that and hold. And some dancer from Mumbai used to, you know, go around. The skit went like that. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting inside that sun saying, look, you call me all the way, and I'm not even looking at your face. And
locked inside a ball.
Ball and what's happening kind of thing. So just after this was over, then he came down all the way, and he put his hand inside a hole which was meant for us to, you know, breathe so that, you know, we don't feel scared about it. I mean, we were pretty little young kids at that point in time. So he said, are you safe inside? So
so his hand reached you wherever you were hiding.
Yes, yes. So I didn't know. And suddenly one hand comes in and he asks, hey, is this safe? And then actually, he had a very long chat with the Bal Vikas coordinator, who was Vidya Srinivasan aunty at that time. Mm-hmm. And he was telling, see, the kids need to be seen. Otherwise, they don't feel comfortable enacting a role. You should keep all of these things in mind. And then, I mean, I didn't hear all of these things. But after the incidents, when aunty narrated all of these things, I felt extremely good about it. Mm-hmm. So that he does hear. So mm-hmm. that was one thing which, I mean, the narration of me fighting with him mentally and then getting on to do it.
And what do you do now,
Saikiran? I run an IT company called ICOM Technologies out of Chennai. We are into hosted model of human resource management on the cloud.
Wow. And how has Bal Vikas shaped your career choice?
Absolutely. I was about to come to that that query. So I was running another business in 96 with a group of friends, and I was being constantly warned by Swami that your friends were not good and this is not the right company that you should keep. Mm-hmm. Always, you know, the mind, you know, plays the game, and you feel that, you know, as long as you're good and you don't do anything evil, it doesn't matter, you know, in whose company you are. So this is how, you know, I used to validate myself saying, okay, I'm making decent money, and as long as I'm not doing anything against my consciousness and I am sticking to Swami's path, then there's nothing wrong about me being in the company of these people. So
I'm assuming this was a non-Bal Vikas crowd.
Yeah, this was a non-Bal Vikas crowd, and so this used to happen. And I used to report all of these things to my mom and said, I kept the consciousness intact, saying as long as my mom knows, then everything is okay with Swami, and that's the way it used to happen. So there was this break-even point when we were bidding for, this was in the lamination business, so we were bidding for the ID card project. So T.N. Sheshan had come in, and he was
Election Commissioner of India,
and he was getting this ID card program rolling. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of teammates with whom I was were working out things that Swami wouldn't like us to do. I mean, generally, times of bribing people and getting anything else happening to get this contract happening. Mm-hmm. So I was getting into a conflict zone, but being the youngster I was at that point in time, I couldn't take a call on whether I should be there or should not be with them. So then again, that was again a year of Bal Vikas celebration in 96. And my mom said, okay, you come to Parthi, you participate in the program, and let's see what happens after that. Mm-hmm. So I did have some arguments with her, mm-hmm. but they said, nothing doing, you come see Swami, you will get your guidance. So I did get my guidance. So he gave a very beautiful example, dressing specific queries in my mind. and
in his divine discourse.
In his divine discourse. So this was he was talking about, in fact, allow me to present what I heard. So this was about the example of the Charminar he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Charminar is a very beautiful structure of its own accord.
In Hyderabad.
In Hyderabad. And then it's because a lot of vehicles keep going on the road which is adjacent to it, those vibrations get to spoil. So whatever the foundation is there, it's good, but you can't always rely on the foundation. The vibration that comes from your environment also gets to affect your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt that was a very direct, response to what the kind of conflict that I was going to. And after that, there has not been any looking back for me at all.
So you parted ways?
Yeah, I parted ways and I shifted to an IT industry and I've been on my own since then. And the values have remained. And
you sleep better at night.
I sleep better at night and there's no conflict at all.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful story to know. No regrets, parting ways, losing friends?
No, we still keep in touch and now they come back and, they look up on me and say, look, I guess we should have, been like you. And, they come back and now some of those friends have enrolled their children in Bal Vikas. And so there's a nice transformation happening with those set of people as well.
And out of curiosity, did they get the contract for the ID cards for the Election Commission of India?
No, they didn't get it.
Oh.
In spite of whatever they get to do.
That is one interesting story. I'm sure you'll live long to tell this to your grandchildren. It will be a Bal Vikas lesson by itself.
Correct.
Experiential learning.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Sairam, for the opportunity.
Pleasure to have you.
My name is Satyanarayan Kumar. And I'm from Bangalore. I'm in the software industry. I work for a telecom company called Nokia Siemens Networks. And basically by academics, I'm a mechanical engineer, but have been in the telecom industry for the last 2 decades plus.
Mm-hmm. And a Bal Vikas student?
Yes. So I've been a Bal Vikas student. As you can notice from my name, I'm extremely fortunate to have been born in a family of Sai devotees and was named after the Lord.
Satyanarayan.
So it was about the time when my maternal grandfather became a devotee of Swami and he has done some exceptional seva with Swami. He was a doctor in the army and an ENT specialist. So he has worked in Swami's hospital in those days in the general hospital in Bangalore and was also very close to Swami. And of course, the stories about him abound so many things, and including the fact that Swami cured him of cancer. In Swami's word, I cancelled the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has been a very, very powerful influence. My grandparents, my maternal grandparents.
What about Bal Vikas? How has it changed?
And Didi, you were asking about when did you start Bal Vikas and when did you finish it. I must confess, always that has been a big blur in my mind. I don't know when I started because it was always there in the family. And it's very difficult for me to remember when I finished it because I think I completely agree with Anil Kumar sir, what he said today in the speech, that I don't think there is a finishing of Bal Vikas.
Yeah.
It's a lifelong process. It's an eternal process. The gurus are always there and you're continuously learning. You're continuously learning from life and you're attributing and correlating things that happen in life to a lot of experiences, a lot of values that you learned in Bal Vikas. Sometimes as humans, we have the bad habit of forgetting. And I guess each incident just serves to remind how much more we have to do. And that feeling of, humility and indebtedness to this whole system and framework simply overwhelms you most of the time. And especially when you are in such a situation.
Like the alumni meet
and
it's
so
a huge
on.
Recharge opportunity.
It's a huge recharge opportunity.
But what next? I'm sure it's a great feeling to meet so many like-minded people and to share stories and experiences. But once you go back and you get busy with your professional life, personal life, what is the takeaway? Do you have any plan of action?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think I would not attribute to one specific plan of action or so on. It's been a continuous thing all through that you need the recharge, you need the live wire effect, and you go back and try to do things better that you have perhaps dropped on the way. Okay, but for some specific things that I've tried to do is to involve myself in Sai activity in all possible ways, including, of course, in our regular life, in terms of trying to practice the same routine that you practiced as a child, in terms of, you know, either reciting shlokas or doing that daily prayer or jap or whatever it is. Try to keep that going all through wherever you are. And also, you know, practice those, of course, now when you're married and have children, try to also inculcate them in that. And I guess that's the best way to keep it in practice. That
so the legacy of Swami just lives on.
Exactly, exactly. In that context, I think a huge recharge for me, as you were planning it, as you were saying, it was 2005 when we had the first such big Balukas alumni conference at that time in Parthi, when I had the fantastic opportunity to speak in front of Swami.
And oh,
I think
nice.
That I think was perhaps the best and most auspicious day of my life. I wish I could have stopped at that time. But this was something which, after all the association with Swami, physical and otherwise, I think was something which is simply an indescribable feeling. I even when I just talk about it now, my hair is standing on its ends, and I get goosebumps when I talk about that.
Yeah.
So I think So specifically, like I was saying, one of the very specific things we do in Bangalore is within our youth group, we do a medical camp in Swami's own campus of Mudanhalli in near Nandi Hills,
Chikpalapur
Nandi Hills. So every month we do a medical camp there
for the local villages.
Yes, in fact, it's actually a pitiable experience that there are people coming even from not just our surrounding villages as we thought, but from 40 or 50 kilometers around. It just shows the pathetic state of medical care we give our
and considering
villagers.
That's just on the fringe of us. IT capital
Absolutely.
Of India. This
so,
is such a shame.
Yes,
isn't it?
And that's really what it is, because people staying in there are really the frog in the well, you know.
Yeah.
And we think everybody lives like that.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is just go 30 kilometers outside what's called Silicon Valley and see what's that happening there. So there are about 2,500 people who come every month for that camp there. And the biggest thing there is the people with diabetics and blood pressure. This is the biggest killer in the rural areas. Unlike what we think is an urban problem, it's not. It's a huge rural problem that we have. They're epidemic, I would even say.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the reasons for them to come there is that they get free medicines. So this is
the month's supply of
BP, of drugs,
blood pressure and
exactly.
sugar pills.
So the number only grows, as you can imagine, because the existing patients keep coming in, and then so we were forced to also do diabetic camps every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So apart
so
from
this
the,
must take a lot of your time.
Well, it's just that one day really, because we take the doctors from the Ramaya Hospital in Bangalore there, and some of the much more committed colleagues, I must say, than myself are also taking care of admissions that happen thereafter for surgeries and so on and so forth. So we try to help that way. Fortunately, the program run by that hospital gives them free medical care.
Mm-hmm.
Also post-medical care apart from something.
It's very nice to know that Bal Vikas has had such a profound life-altering
Absolutely.
Impact
Absolutely.
On you. There's become a lifestyle choice for you to serve and reach out to others in need.
Absolutely, yes. And not just in India, but when I was abroad as well, a couple of years doing my master's in the US, and then a couple of years when I was working with Siemens in Germany as well. It's been the real anchor which keeps you firmly rooted to the ground. And more than that, it's also, especially in Germany, I must narrate to you that the Sai movement is so widespread.
Mm.
And sometimes you get to learn so much from the way people who have never seen Swami believe in him.
Mm.
Yeah. So this was a huge eye-opener.
Yeah, sometimes you have to step back and see it from a
Absolutely.
Different perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because we tend to become very myopic and take things for granted
exactly.
when we're so close to the light.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The darkness is right under the lamp, like they say.
Right under the nose of the lamp. You're so right. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Sai Ram.
Sai's glory, his divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Sairam, dear listeners, you just heard some of the outstanding members of the 1 million strong Bal Vikas alumni share their thoughts on how Bal Vikas program has positively impacted their journey through life. We'll bring you part 3 of this series of reflections next week right here on Morning Glory. Thank you for your company. I hope you have enjoyed Morning Glory on Thursday Live. We'd love to hear from you. Please send in your feedback by email at listener@radiosci.org. Till we meet next Thursday, please be well, keep seeking, and do whatever it takes to stay positive and stay inspired. Sai Ram.